Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Q, we're on the road again. Santa Clara is the destination. The Super Bowl.
I'm with that.
And it was a good weekend for the Eagles. Lions go down. Hughes Lions. Packers go down. The NFC. It was a gift to the Eagles this week, and the division is obviously over. We've discussed that.
Well, definitely a gift. Yeah. No, I'm saying it's a gift, but it's still not over.
Well, it is. Now it's about seeding, and it's about handling business. Eagles, Packers next week. Jalen Phillips in the fold. That was a big trade by Howie Roseman to get a pass rusher here, third-round pick for Jalen Phillips, who was a big part of what Vic Fangio did down in Miami. He now joins the fold, along with Jair Alexander. I do wonder if Howie's done. Does Howie have one more up his sleeve before tomorrow? He's been a lot of trades.
You think about Miles? I don't think Miles. I don't think the Miles Garrett thing is feasible.
I think that's out.
They'll be done at edge.
Probably done at edge with Brandon Graham and Jalen Phillips.
Hopefully it's enough.
Are we super locked in on our safety group?
No, I'm not.
I mean, the only thing about the two corners we got is we don't get an opportunity to see them before we got to make this, like, before the deadline passes.
Yeah, it just feels like there's more depth here, but who knows what they are,
right?
The corners.
Yeah, I mean, we could be at square one. They could get an O-lineman.
They could get more depth on the O-line, especially on the interior where they've had injury issues the whole year. Maybe a second tight end.
Zach?
The yearly Goddard, missed games thing hasn't really happened yet, right?
Well, he missed some games.
Missed one?
Yeah, maybe one.
I think he missed the Kansas City game in week 2. But, like, he hasn't had a, you know, it's unfortunate, but Dallas Goddard always seems to get banged up at some point late in the season. Yeah. I could use a second tight end.
Old reliable?
Bring Zach Ertz home? I'd be into that. That'd be awesome.
Especially they about to be on a fire sale, ain't
yeah.
they?
Yeah, well, their season is over. They're listening to the show. The Commanders know this is over. 215-592-9494. I haven't checked the Twitter today. Twitter poll question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. We asked if you're on board that the NFC East is over. Where do you think the voting came down, you? It was pretty close on this one.
I would say 55% no.
51% no, 49% yes.
Oh, it was closer than that.
Almost okay. Dead even.
Yeah, I mean, and people feel the way you feel. That's the beautiful part about being a fan, because I've had people, you know, like DM me telling me why their reason, why it's over and all this other stuff.
But they get it.
We all see it differently.
People
and that's
are DMing
fine.
You as to why it's over.
Yeah, man, that's great. That's, you know, they.
Yeah, it's tough, man.
Yeah, that's. I'm getting better, though. I'm learning how.
So.
I am.
Hey, how about this? If we put up a poll, do you think the Eagles will win the NFC East? I think it'd be 95-5, right? Or 99-1. Like, who's going to vote no? But yet, are you ready to say it's over? That's the trip.
Yeah, they don't.
Do you believe this will happen? Yeah. What if you have to say it straight with a strong way of saying it? No.
We're getting a little cocky.
Yeah.
But that ain't never stopped us.
I mean, also, come on. You're scared of the Cowboys with that defense?
That,
no.
I'm not scared of anybody, but, you know.
Well, again, but if someone doesn't win, if the Eagles don't win the division, someone else has to. Like, they don't have just have nobody win it.
Gotta finish this thing out. There's no easy way out, Joe.
But who would win it if it's not the Eagles? So you don't want to say Cowboys because you don't want that to happen.
For you to say that. I refuse to say a lot of stuff this morning.
Yeah.
Except for killing an owl that's going to put me in jail.
And give us Thanksgiving back.
Yeah. We had one soapbox an hour from Hugh Douglas. It was the owl.
Should I put up a poll? Do you want Thanksgiving back? You think we'll get a slow news day on that?
Yeah, I didn't know it was gone. Slow news day? Yep. One of those. Yep. All right. Let's. Can we go around the NFL a little bit here? And by the way, congratulations to Dave. Dave was the winner today.
We got the Hess truck.
You got the Hess truck.
Congratulations.
You can go get yours at HessToyTruck.com. Free standard shipping and batteries included. It is an awesome prize. Dave, congratulations for winning it. All right, we'll get back to your phone calls and Hugh's clues. First, though, Hugh, we need to go around the NFL a little bit from yesterday's action. As I thought last week was a boring week in the NFL. I can't say the same for yesterday. I thought yesterday was some of the most fun I had watching games in a while yesterday. There was a lot there. All right, can we start with a record-breaking moment? Not a game
many...
Well, it was. You had to tell that to Chris Myers and Mark Schlereth. So you probably weren't watching, right? Most of us at 425 were locked in on the Bills and Chiefs. We'll get to that. But one of the other games at 425, here was the Jaguars and Raiders. Raiders, not a particularly interesting game, except Cam Little, the kicker for the Jaguars, broke the NFL record yesterday, the longest kick in the history of the NFL. You would think, if you're watching or listening, they're going to mention that right away. They didn't. Let's hear it.
68 yards with 4 seconds remaining. And Trey Tucker is back in the end zone. Maybe he can return this if the Raiders have a chance for points. 68 yards away. It's up there. It's out there. And it's good. It's good from 68. Cam Little. Cam's up big.
You've got to be kidding me. Just driving that ball. You see the low trajectory, but look at this. I mean, that's good from 70.
And this is regular season. Wow. And he's had a rough year, a sophomore slump.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
They missed the boat.
There's a 22-second gap, if you watch the video, from when the kick goes through. No mention that is the longest field goal in the history of the NFL. What are they doing?
And you know what immediately happened? I got some friends of mine sent me something where he got drug tested today.
Cam Little?
Yeah, he got drug
tested. The kicker?
Yeah, he got drug tested. They sent the picture of him being, you know, they checking him out.
Yeah.
Checking to see if he, you see this? Checking to see if...
Oh, Cam Little got it. Yeah. LMAO already. He's having a good time with that.
Yeah.
My guess is he's not on steroids.
But that's not on Schlereth and that's not on old boy. That's
Chris Myers?
Yeah, Chris.
But they're the announcers.
Yeah, but I think that's on the spotter.
But they have to know going in, right?
Well, they have to know before that moment that if he makes it, that there's probably history in the making.
So I could take Schlereth off the hook. Chris Myers has been calling NFL games for what, 20 years? He's got to have a sense that is either the longest or it's one of the longest.
I hear what you're saying.
So you can get off the air with your producer and say, is this it? Is this the record? Like, he's got to tell us that.
Yeah, there's some you know, somebody dropped the ball on both sides, but I feel like it's the spotter. Because you have people in that are watching the game that should be checking to see if that's out, like 68 yards. Somebody said, damn, that's a long-ass field goal.
It's probably the longest ever. So, like, someone's got to say that.
Yeah.
Again, if I didn't tell you and you heard that, would you have known that was an NFL record?
No.
He didn't say anything.
No.
All right, that was not great. Here's what's worse. The Bengals defense. I think it's the worst in the history of the NFL. They are making bad teams, bad or average quarterbacks, put up like 40, 50 points in a game. The Jets last week, we know Hughes Jets, you know, they struggle, right?
Yeah.
They had 500 yards last week. Mm-hmm. And then yesterday, the Bengals scored 42, came all the way back to take the lead. There's like 20 seconds to go in the game. So you figure, all right, if there's any chance the Bears to come back, they're going to have to get a field goal, right? Nope. Straight down the field, touchdown.
March.
The Bengals are giving up as many yards and points as anyone I've ever seen. And it sounds like the offensive players in Cincinnati, Hugh, have had it. Here is the running back, Chase Brown, after the game.
We just got to play complimentary football. Like, we put the ball in the end zone and go up a point at the end, finish the game. Like, just end it. Like, that's it. Like, that's what we need to do. Just end the game. Like, make them get us the ball back. Let us go to 22 victory and let's end the game. That's how I feel. Any playmaker on this team, any position, like, we're all willing to do whatever it takes to win. We just gotta finish. I think that's like what you go into this bye week thinking and kind of repeating to yourself is just finish these damn games. Please finish them.
The Bengals defense yesterday, Hugh, gave up 576 yards week after giving up 500 yards.
Yeah. I will say this to that. You're entitled to feel the way that you feel. But to get out there and let that be known, that's I'm disappointed in a young cat.
That's messy.
That is super messy,
it's
man.
Not great.
That is super messy. I understand his feelings because those are two tough weeks. To be in a situation where you're trying to win games. But for you to air out the dirty laundry like that on national television, well, not national, but you know what I mean, local TV.
It's become national.
That's messy. And there's going to come a time because, I mean, let's keep it a bean. It's not like, you know, you're not Corey Dillon back there running and toting the rock. That's not who you are. And, you know, you've benefited a lot from the fact that they really haven't had good running backs. Like, you're playing more. Keep that in mind, man. And not taking shots, but, man, every time you point a finger at somebody, you got 3 points back at you. You know what I mean? And that's the point you have to make because that defense, they know they play bad. They know they're stinking up the joint. It doesn't help when a teammate says that to you.
No, that's bad. Bad. It's bad for the coach, bad for the locker room. Now,
that's bad business.
To be fair, now, he can't say it. I think it's the worst defense I've ever seen.
Yeah, I can say it, or you can say it, if that's the way you feel. But for you to be in that locker room and for you to say it like that, man, that's a bad look on you, bro, for real.
I actually think it's to the point where there should be an asterisk next to everyone that plays the Bengals this season. Like, it's like the steroid era for baseball. If you play the Bengals.
Really? Like, looking at the Bengals, like, really? That's what y'all going
to do? I mean, they allowed the Jets and Bears to rack up 500 yards each in back-to-back weeks.
Man, and could you imagine if they did get rid of Trey Hendrickson this offseason?
It's crazy. I mean, they're terrible on that side of the football. All right, so the Bears beat the Bengals yesterday in a crazy shootout, 47-42. The big game, though, yesterday, of course, were the Chiefs and the Bills up in Buffalo. It was a big day for Josh Allen. The Bills win the game. The Chiefs have dropped to 5-4, currently outside of the playoff picture.
But also still the Super Bowl betting favorite.
Which is kind of wild.
That's crazy.
It is. We'll see how long that lasts.
That's crazy.
But the game was really good back and forth. The game's always good between the Bills and the Chiefs, including to the point where Tony Romo was just so excited he started making some strange noises.
And you'll see right here, hold, and then another hold right there. I think it was...
What do you think of that one, Hugh?
I have some ideas, but I don't think I could share them. Sound like he lost control of something. Sound like some control issues.
One more time. Let's hear one more time.
Or unless he farted like he let one rip.
Wait a minute now. Now you're getting cranked up.
No.
That just sounds bad.
Now, he does like to make the weird, strange noises in the booth. I mean, this isn't the first time. That one was A little bit.
When does he start? Since he got the Botox, he started doing this?
No, he's been doing it for a while.
You think it's the result of the Botox?
Messy. That was messy.
I don't think we ever actually said a whole thing. Yeah, we never said anything about the Botox. We just said he looked different.
I just sat up here and did a whole thing about not being messy. But Tony Moreau, he ain't my friend. No, he ain't my quarterback.
He does look different.
He does.
He looked different, dog. He had work done. Give me some work, though. I'm putting my face back like this.
You know, it's just. I think this is a poll for tomorrow. Should Hugh Douglas have work done?
Yeah. I'm going to get some work done. Hey, listen. I need to find who's the hair dude around here. Because didn't somebody used to work here used to have a hair dude?
Yeah, there's a few hair dudes.
I need a hair dude because I'm about to get an afro.
You tried that already.
I'm going to do it again. I'm going to go for the fro.
I thought we talked about once you come home, you can't go back.
I think I saw the thing over in Taekwondo. Taekwon?
It's not Taekwon.
Taiwan Walker, Philly. No. Taiwan. The state, the country. Whatever it is.
The Midday Show, where you get smarter every day.
But the point that I'm trying to make is they have a hair serum now.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
We're going to go ahead and make it.
It is 2025.
I don't know what the after effects are.
Once you go home,
though.
You can't go back thing. That's not true anymore.
Yeah, I need to see somebody because I want a mini fro. I want a hairline.
I think it's a good bit for the show if you put the spray or whatever.
I want to get a fro. I want to do the whole shebang.
Take a picture every day of Hugh's hair as it's growing back.
I just need to put it like right here in the middle.
Yeah.
If I get it right there, I'll be good.
All right. So that'll be great. Tomorrow, very serious show, trade deadline, and should Hugh Douglas get work done?
No, I'm gonna get work done. I'm gonna get afro. I gotta get back in the game, man.
What game exactly is this?
I don't know. This single thing.
I got you.
Getting closer to the holidays,
So you're in your feelings for Thanksgiving and girlfriend.
I just found out we ain't got to go to chicken pizza tonight. I got to figure out what the meal going to consist of. Because I'm pretty sure right now Pete Scirocco is claiming me on his taxes.
He should? How often you eat there?
Oh, no. You know what? I just remembered. Still got that meal. He makes these specialty plates. He made some meatloaf the other day. I forgot I still got that.
I love meatloaf.
Pete makes some mean meatloaf, dude, for real. Pete makes some meatloaf. Shout out to Chicken Peas, man. Ain't going to see y'all tonight, so got to fend for myself.
Hopefully Hugh makes it.
He's going to be off getting worked on.
This guy's unbelievable.
I'm going to get next year, I plan on, if it all depends on when we find a hair doctor.
Yeah.
Because next year, I plan on having my own hair
I just want to make it clear. You did this once.
No, I'm going to do it again. But they missed the spot. They just got to get this spot.
Is there a chance this was user error?
Well, no, because it hurt. That hurt.
They missed the cul-de-sac.
Yeah, they missed the cul-de-sac.
The whole point was the cul-de-sac.
But it hurt. Like, dude, I don't care what nobody says.
You're not selling it, Hugh.
Getting your hair replaced hurts. But I'm thinking about doing it.
Let's go to Brandon up next on WIP. What's up, Brandon?
What's up, man? What's up?
What's going on,
Brandon? What's up?
Why didn't y'all let me know that Kyle yell at people if you don't agree with him?
Mm-hmm. Who's yelling?
Who's yelling?
Kyle yelled at me on the
phone. Oh, Kyle!
Why
are you
yelling at me?
He badgers the witness.
That's what Kyle does.
I put you on the air.
He's my favorite producer. You know what I'm saying? Out of all the shows, he's yelling at me. You know what I'm saying? It's all good, man. I'm like, you guys.
He yells at us every day. We're just used to it. Just ignore him. That's what we do.
You know what, Joe? Honestly, I called to yell at you, but the more I sat back and realized what you were saying, mm-hmm. I'm not completely there. My thing is, because what's your fascination with always needing to call the divisions early?
That's just how he wrote.
Yeah, that's how he gets down.
Probably a character flaw of mine. There's something wrong with me, but Brandon, I don't know. I guess it just hit me last night as I watched the game. Right when Jaden Daniels got hurt, which is unfortunate. No, never want to see anyone get hurt. But when I saw him get hurt, I was like, oh, well, they're done. The Giants are terrible, and I don't believe in the Cowboys. So I started thinking about it, and then I'm driving in this morning, Brandon, and they make the trade for Jalen Phillips. I'm like, all right, Eagles are getting better here. The rest of the division is over. And then I said it to Hugh this morning, and he was scared in the meeting. So then I said, we should talk about this, see where everyone else is at.
So I feel you. So to be honest, when you did the math thing, that's what really got me, because I was looking, and I'm like, the math is not really in the other team's favor. So I think that's kind of what kind of took me over to the side.
He definitely did the math.
Yeah, but I'm still not, you know what I'm saying, because here's the thing. Like, we had some ugly games at the beginning of the season.
Yep.
And to be honest, Petrullo has had two good games, or a good game and a half. We don't know if Petrullo, you know, got all of the, you know, what you like, the bad play calling out of his
the bad mojo.
Yet. You know what I'm saying?
So that's
what kind of gives me pause. Like, to be honest, I do think the Eagles are going to, you know what I'm saying, go back to back, you know what I'm saying, with the division.
Hard
just with so
back.
Many games left. I'm not comfortable just poking my chest out and being like, yeah, that's what's gonna happen. Like, I gotta let it play out.
I get it.
I'm a little bit closer to your side from when I first started the call.
I'll count that as a win. I tally my wins with the callers versus Hughes' losses, so I'll take that. Brandon, what do you got for us? What's your guess for Hughes' clues?
So I'm trying to put myself, you know what I'm saying, in Hughes' head. Like I told Kyle, Hughes weird, and we all know that.
I mean, that's fine. I have no problem with that.
You my man. Trust me, you my man.
He is weird.
Is it? Yeah, definitely. Is it Roderick Tatum, the guy who, you know what I'm saying, who they based Mike Tyson off of on The Simpsons?
Oh, it's a fun guess. That's not, Brand, that's not it. Mm-mm. But I like the creativity. And again, and Mike was just a guest of our show a few months ago. All right, Hugh. It's 1:17. I think you should give the fourth clue out right now. I mean, we are getting, it's crunch time now. We need the fourth. Why don't you roll through the first three clues, get the fourth clue out there. We have a 4-pack of tickets, the Flyers and the Sabres on December 3rd. We're going as a show. We'd love you to come with us. 4-pack of tickets. He'll give everyone all the clues right now.
Yes. This is a cartoon character, number one. Character on The Simpsons.
Okay.
Voiced by a famous actor.
Mm-hmm.
He has a unique hairstyle. That reminds me of somebody, but I'm not allowed to say who, because if I do, I'm going to get in trouble.
So the character, the Simpsons character has a unique hairstyle,
somebody
right?
In the city. That's all I'm doing.
I just want to clarify. Yeah. The Simpsons character has the unique hairstyle.
Yes.
Okay. I think it's a fair amount of clues. I think the last one really should push people in the right direction.
Yes.
All right. I like how you say you're not allowed to say it, but it reminds you of someone in the city. That's very vague.
Nobody know.
Don in Wilmington is up. What's up, Don?
Hi. I think I got it. On the first clue, but I wanted to say I hope Dallas loses tonight.
Oh, yeah.
And I think if the Eagles win the next two games, I'm all in. And I know Hugh probably wouldn't be all in because he wants five games, but if they win the next two, I'm all in.
Well, if they win the next two and get to 8-2, we're starting to talk about number one seed.
Yeah, yeah. Hugh doesn't have five games.
I just think they're the next two difficult, and that everything else should be, should win, you know?
So I would look at it like this, Don. To me, we have three really tough games left. I would say the next two, and then the Buffalo game in late December. I think the Chargers game feels like a challenge. I wouldn't call it. It's not the same level as the other three I just mentioned. But then the other games besides that, Dallas, all right, they're, you know, it's a semi-challenge. The Raiders stink. I don't respect the Bears very much. The Commanders without Jaden Daniels, they're no problem, and the Raiders stink, right? So I think we got four or five wins left, on the, even if the other ones are a little tricky. So that takes us to 10 or 11, Don. We're in good shape here. The Cowboys aren't winning 11 games.
Well, no. I was thinking more like 14 games
that's
for the Eagles.
14? I mean, then this thing's a wrap.
That sounds pretty good.
That's a wrap. All right, Don, what do you got for me? What is your guess for Hughes' clues?
Okay, first I'm going to tell you this. The first clue was, it's on TV, a cartoon on The Simpsons, right?
Yeah.
There's a cartoon on The Simpsons on TV.
Sure.
Sideshow Bob.
Yeah, you were getting
Don, you got it.
We'll move past this.
Congratulations, you are headed to the Flyers game with us on December 3rd. By then, the Eagles probably will have clinched the NFC, so we could celebrate with Don. We'll hang out, watch the Flyers and the Sabres. Who's on the Sabres these days, Kyle? They have Dominic Hasek anymore?
They're a pretty bad team.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. I was trying to think if I could name anyone on their team, and then I just kept going back to Dominic Hasek, who played like 25 years ago, right? It's been a long time since Hasek played. You got any Sabres offhand? I don't.
Only one I know is the one that works for us. They used to be. You work for Danny Briere.
Oh, Danny Briere.
Yeah, used to be a Sabre.
I thought you. I was saying
he came from the Sabres.
Current Sabres. Yeah.
No.
I'm excited for the game. December 3rd. We will be there. We got more tickets to give away over the course of the week. All right, Hugh. Did you question earlier if Kelsey Grammer was actually famous?
Well, it's like I remember Kelsey Grammer from Cheers.
What about Frasier?
I didn't watch Frasier.
But you knew of Frazier.
Well, I knew of it, but I didn't know that's what made him famous. I didn't know Frazier was on the air for a while.
A long time.
Yeah, see, I didn't realize that. He worked with his real brother, too, right? That was his for real brother.
Oh, Niles?
I think it was his for real brother.
I didn't, you know what? I watched Frazier. If that's true, I didn't realize that.
I thought it was his for real brother because they kind of look alike.
We can go with that.
Yeah. Let me see.
Okay, you look that up. I think Frazier is, I think Kelsey Grammer is very famous. And that's why when you said famous voice, in this role, I thought it was a good clue. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get to everyone's phone calls here. We'll get to you people before we head out today. Afternoon show coming up after us. But it was a fun sports weekend. It really was across that. I mean, the Sixers, tough game on Friday, but then bounced back last night. A little up and down with the Flyers action. Great NFL over the weekend yesterday.
It was.
World Series Game 7. But I think we have to address it. A couple L's Hugh Douglas took over the weekend, including a big one in the Auburn game on Saturday night. This one pertains to the show. You're going to want to hear this next. Hugh Douglas took a big ol' L on Saturday night. That's next. It's something that's going to get a lot of run on this show. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. The FanDuel Sportsbook app, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is your home for all your favorite NFL bets, from yards to touchdowns to who will win. With FanDuel, any play can be the play of the game. Tonight at FanDuel is giving all customers a 30% profit boost token. That's right. You can get in on the action with a 30% PBT this Monday night. So make FanDuel your go-to app for any snap. Just visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to bet on the game. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Jonah Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.